and welcome to Stage Directions. Stage Directions is a theatre-making project for young people in Salford. This podcast is for creative young people who want to make, imagine and think a little bit dramatically. We want you to interact and take part in any way you can. So here are the ways you can get in touch with your completed tasks, ideas and your brilliance. You can email us using the email address stagedirections@thelowry.com. That's stagedirections, all one word, @thelowry.com. You could text or WhatsApp anything you've done to the number 07507 416 946. That's 07507 416 946. That goes straight to the Stage Directions team. Or if you want to use social media, you can DM us on Twitter or Instagram using the handle @SalfordSD. And on TikTok, we're at the handle @StageDirections. And we'll try and find as many of your posts as possible. Don't feel like you have to send us anything, but we'd love to know how you're interacting with the podcast. Sit back, relax, and get creative. Hello, I'm Steph.
Hi, and I'm Lee, and we'll be taking you through today's episode. The activities we do will look at kind of different ways of being creative. And our first activity, what we're going to do is we're going to warm up your brains just to kind of get you thinking creatively, firing up your imagination. And you should keep this podcast playing as long as you do with this with us.
So we're going to give you some sentences which you need to think of a line that rhymes with. We'll leave a gap each time for you to say your bit and think of a rhyme. So, for example, if I started with, "Today has been a boring day."
You might reply with, "Well, isn't that always the way?" So this is your turn now. "Oh no, I've fallen in the road."
My one was, "I slipped and fell on a massive toad." I don't know what you will have said. What about this one? "Love is stupid, love is weird."
So your next one is, "I can't find my sister's phone."
What about, "Oh look, there's a falling star."
And your next one, it's a little bit of a strange one, but here we go. "Behind that tree is a mighty cow."
Excellent. So obviously we can't hear your rhymes, but I'm sure they were brilliant. If you want to challenge yourself, go back and do them again. Maybe try and think of a different rhyme or think of a way to make it funny or make them really, really sad. You can try again and have another go as many times as you like. Otherwise, we'll move on. So, now your brain is firing on all cylinders, this next task is something that you can take a little bit more time over. We want you to think a little bit more in depth and do something that feels like a really personal response. So, look around the room that you're in. Have a look for something which maybe you hadn't noticed before. When you found something, look at it really closely. Try and notice absolutely everything about it. It might be a mug, or a shoe, or a picture on the wall. Look at the object and try and learn everything you can. Everything about its colours, its shape. Now, I want you to give that object a name, if it doesn't have one already. And we don't mean like a name which is mug or shoe. Try and call it something unusual. So now you've got an object which you're going to learn even more and more about. And now your object has a name. What we want you to do is write or act out a speech that that object might say. Use your imagination. Think about what a mug might talk about if it could talk. What would your shoes say about your feet? You can pause the podcast here and complete this task. Have fun. Don't forget, You can get in touch with us and send us your creative tasks, ideas and brilliant things by emailing stagedirections@thelowry.com, texting on 07507 416 946, we're also on WhatsApp too, or send us some things via social media. You can direct message us on Twitter and Instagram using the handle @SalfordSD, or we're even on TikTok, but our handle there is @StageDirections. We can't wait to see what you've done.
So, artists and practitioners, we hope you enjoyed the example activities we started the session with, and we genuinely would love to see your examples.
This next bit is where the main understanding of the session would be. So we're going to use this time to talk more about the structure and the material for the podcast themselves.
Here in the podcast, you can have voice notes for advice from artistic leads. You can read an extract from the news or a book, or use and refer to the project board if you want to kind of use a picture or a video stimulus.
In our case, what Lee and I are recording right now is your stimulus, and this could get really meta very quickly, so we won't hang on there too long. Everyone has their own preferred session structures and activities that you know work for you or work for your young people that they always respond well to. So just as a way into this next bit, try and think of three activities that you typically do and then think about how they might translate to a podcast setting. These could be warm-up tasks or just your standard drama games.
And throughout everything, please try and keep the five creative habits of mind at the forefront of your thinking and your planning. So persistence, discipline, imagination, collaboration, and inquisitive. And you can pause it here to have some time to think.
Now, we want you to think specifically about your ensemble's show, their style, the themes that they were covering, the ensemble's needs, whatever it is. Think about your group. Think of the next thing you would have liked to do with them in developing their piece.
And once you have that in mind, try and think about how you could put it in something more than just for your group that you'd be able to engage with. For example, like zoom out from your narrative and think about the broader themes for lots of other young people.
So once you've got that idea and a sense of how you're going to make it suitable for more than just your ensemble, your task is to create a creative exercise for young people to engage with. This task should have at least two ways for the young people to engage with it.
For example, young people can draw a response or film a response.
Young people could choose a song that works as a response or even write a poem.
Young people could write a monologue or find an object.
Just think about two ways, whatever they are, that young people might be able to respond to what your creative brief is. You can pause again at any time to think through each step, but we're going to go through everything you need bit by bit.
Step one, think about your ensemble. What was the next thing you'd like to do with them?
Step two, think about how this task could be broadened to be completed by more than just your ensemble. To be, remember the five creative habits.
Step three, think of two ways young people can respond to this brief.
Step four, use the project board format to help provide supporting materials where needed.
And step five, script your task into an audio script.
The last thing we'll do together is a short outro, which is a moment of mindfulness. For this, I'd like you to keep the podcast playing, open an internet window on your laptop or phone, and type in the address donothingfor2minutes.com. When you're there, I want you to breathe in and out however you feel most comfortable. Let your eyes take in the picture and let your ears listen to the waves.
Look at each individual cloud and notice every cloud in the picture. Notice the glow between the clouds and imagine the warmth from the glow hitting your face.
Follow the glow down to the waves. Notice each wave which is hit by the sun. Broaden your attention now to take in the birds flying near the waves.
Try and find a face in the waves or in the clouds.
Take a deep breath in and out.
Thanks so much for listening to this trial podcast for Stage Directions.
Let us know your thoughts and let's keep making.